Before we get to the conversation about disabilities, I want to just briefly ask about this whole shutdown furor that people are all up in arms about, that people are all worried about. Is there anything that the agency should know when it comes to personnel about what may or may not happen with the shutdown?
You know what? All I can say right now is that we're all at work right now. We're working hard. We'll be here next week working hard as well. And, you know, I think, you know, we anticipate being here working. And that Congress will work this out and we'll be here just like we are today, making sure that we're serving the American public.
What are the barriers that agencies are running across, or what are the barriers that they think they have to recruiting and hiring people that are disabled, that are vets, or other areas that maybe they've had trouble historically finding job candidates?
Mm. Well, for people with disabilities, what GAO, they just released a study not too long ago that they did for the Senate, and they said that the number one barrier that they found based on people they interviewed was still attitudinal. So we still, I think, have a problem in this country, and it doesn't matter, you know, the federal government isn't alone in this. I think there's a perception that people with disabilities are somehow less qualified, less able to work, or will present some difficulty when you really look at the data and it proves to be just the opposite. So we think that is still a problem, just, you know, based on things people think. I think some of the other problems are that there's still a misunderstanding about how to accommodate people, the great accommodations that are available in the federal government provided by the CAP program, the computer electronic accommodations program that's run out of the Department of Defense, but that serves the full federal government. We have just some amazing technology that allows people to do just about everything that everybody else does, only maybe in a different way. But there's probably not enough education about that. You know, those are just some of the things. Misperceptions about what accommodations cost, when in fact when they're electronic and provided by the CAP program, they're actually free to federal agencies. So I think some of those things still operate today.
Christine, given those the misperceptions that a lot of people have about hiring people with disabilities, and given the current environment that we're operating in, pay and hiring possibilities or realities of pay and hiring freezes, possibility of government shutdown, what do you predict will happen with disability hiring going forward? And I'd actually like to extend that beyond disability hiring as well, and look at also veterans and hiring of more diverse candidates.
Well, I think, you know, again, we'd have to look and see, you know, what agencies are going to be doing hiring and, you know, if in fact people really do end up with a real freeze. I'm not sure right now. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head if there are agencies that are truly in what would be a hard freeze, meaning they're actually hiring nobody at all. As a matter of fact, I heard someone refer to it as maybe a slush, in that they slowed down their hiring to, you know, to get a more accurate read on what their budget's going to be before they do more hiring. So I think certainly in the event that there is less hiring to no hiring, then, you know, we'll certainly see a decrease in hiring of all people, including people with disabilities or veterans or anybody else. But what I say to agencies is that if you are doing any hiring at all, then you need to actually factor in your requirements to hire more people with disabilities and hire more veterans. That's just, you know, something you are required to do under the executive orders that exist. So, you know, will it slow it down? Maybe. And I think it really depends on the agency and on the funding that they get.
You've talked about the challenges and some of the barriers, and that implies that the conversation around this issue is all negative. Certainly there are success stories.
And I really hope we don't come off as negative, because I think sometimes we do focus on that aspect of it. Agencies have been doing a tremendous job. Since that executive order has been signed, agencies have really been doing some great work around hiring people with disabilities. The Department of Justice, under Attorney General Eric Holder, has just really been doing an amazing job, not only on hiring people with disabilities, but focusing on diversity of all of their sub-agencies. Attorney General Holder takes this very seriously, and I can't tell you enough about the great job that they're doing there. As a matter of fact, their Chief Human Capital Officer is raving about some of the applicants and the people that they've hired with disabilities and how they've added so much to their agency. So that's a great success story. USDA is doing a great job, again, also in the areas of the things they're doing with regard to diversity, hiring veterans, and hiring people with disabilities is also amazing. And so there are some agencies making some great strides. OPM itself is doing some amazing things internally with regard to hiring more people with disabilities, veterans with disabilities. So there really are some great success stories, and we are seeing changes.
Is there a common thread through these success stories? Are these agencies doing the same or similar things to get to these good results?
Well, we were actually trying to work with them to actually figure out a number of things. And one of the things that we at OPM did in collaboration with the Chief Human Capital Officer Council is we worked with somebody to establish a list of candidates with disabilities who are Schedule A eligible. And Schedule A is a mechanism by which agencies can hire people with disabilities quickly into federal positions. And the Chief Human Capital Officers identified five different jobs, entry-level jobs, where the demand is pretty much constant at every single agency. And so we've found candidates that fit the qualifications for those jobs and are able to actually put those folks and their resumes in front of hiring managers. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible to put the best people that we can attract in front of the hiring managers so that we quickly get good people in that prove the point that people with disabilities are great employees, too.
Deputy Director of the Office of Personnel Management, Christine Griffin, great to have you on the show today. Next time you're on, we'll have mangoes.
I love mangoes. Again, happy birthday to Ruben, and thanks for having me on.
Happy to have you. Right. It's Christine Griffin, and you can find our conversation with her at federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeckInsider.